This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the very final day of Anarchapulco 2018. Just loaded up with cool things happening, people on stage, people to talk to out here. 16 to 1700 people here this weekend, according to Nathan Freeman, the organizer of this event yesterday. Wow, what an amazing event that is. We were talking about this has taken the mantle, the award of best Liberty conference event thing. It's awesome. You got to come out to this if you can in 2019, and the dates were announced on last night's show. Go to anarchapulco.com. Tickets are already available, I believe, as of today. So check that out. It's Ian and Mark here, all brought to you by bitcoin.com. And our first guest today is actually somebody else from New Hampshire.
That's right.
There are a few of us here at the conference. And Chris Pesha is here. He's actually, the last time we talked would have been back in 2015 or something like that, when you were a speaker at Keenvention, which
is
a much smaller convention that I threw in Keene for about 3 years.
It's still pretty high quality.
It was a great convention, and we did video of everything, so if people wanted to, they could go back and they can actually watch your panel. It's on the Free Keene YouTube channel. But you're involved with Open Bazaar.
That's right.
For our listeners who may be new to the concept, obviously we talked a lot about cryptocurrency. Actually, today is Crypto Polco Day at Anarchapulco, so all the speeches are about cryptocurrency, related to cryptocurrency. Open Bazaar, remember years ago, I think it was, I don't remember which conference, but years ago we had another guy from Open Bazaar on with us, whoever one of the lead guys was at the time.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
I don't remember who it was.
Sam Patterson.
Yep, that's right, yeah. Sam Patterson. And he explained Open Bazaar to us, and it sounded like such a cool idea where I'm sure you can do a better job of it, but I'm going to try just to kind of throw it out there, and you can correct me how I get it wrong. Open Bazaar is a way for people to be able to sell things on the Internet decentralized without having to use some sort of centralized house like an eBay or an Amazon where there's some corporation that is in charge of your listings and can say no or yes
or how much
or whatever. Yeah. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's in practice, it kind of functions like a little bit like eBay or maybe Etsy, where you have...
there aren't bids, though, right? It's just a flat price.
Yeah, it's just a flat price. We might implement auctions later on, but I mean, right now it's just flat price. But yeah, so it's... You said it right. It's a peer-to-peer network, right? So it's using underlying kind of peer-to-peer technologies that Bitcoin uses, and it's actually functions kind of similar to BitTorrent. It uses a newer protocol called IPFS that's kind of trendy right now. But so it's a combination of all of these, and it allows people to buy and sell, as you said, without any intermediary. And what that means is no one can really stop you from selling stuff.
Right.
They can't tell you what you're allowed to sell, what you're not allowed to sell. You know, how much. They don't take a cut of the transaction, which, and even for regular people who are selling kind of more, you know, like legal stuff where they're not really worried about censorship, it's nice that they don't have someone taking a cut of the transaction.
So Open Bazaar doesn't take a piece of the action?
Nope.
How do you guys fund the operation? Is it just charity?
Well, I mean, it might be considered charity at this point because we haven't made any money, but it'll probably...
Donations? That's it, right?
We have venture funding, but at the end of the day, it's probably going to come down to some form of advertising, product placement, that sort of stuff, which we're not even like beginning to touch yet, just because we're trying to grow.
Gotta get
network.
The product working.
Yeah, so you could maybe in theory, maybe I don't know if this is what you have in mind, but in theory, you could allow the people who want to advertise their products on Open Bazaar to promote them above the other ones, perhaps
by
paying a fee.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the primary revenue mechanism, I think. But yeah, it's not going to take any kind of cut of the transaction.
So anybody that wants to, with a computer, can go to openbazaar.org, and they can download software, which is better now, by the way, than it was, because I remember getting the very first public version. It was like, it didn't work when I installed it, and I know what I'm doing with computers.
Yeah.
So I was like, this needs a little work. And apparently you guys are, what, 2.0 now with Open Bazaar?
Yeah, this is actually maybe the third iteration. I think I joined Project when we were working on the second iteration, but this one is, this one's actually working really good. I think we've put a lot of effort into trying to nail the user experience, and it's still not entirely nearly there. I mean, we have a little bit of a ways to go to get it up to the same level as you get on, like, eBay or Etsy. But I think once we get there, then it's almost kind of sky's the limit once we're there. I mean, the goal is really... I mean, we're trying to use all these great decentralized and technologies and you know, anonymizing technologies, and just to create like a free trade zone on the internet to just, you know, let people trade with each other, to bring their own kind of values to the table and decide, you know, what they're going to sell and under what terms.
Walk me through the process, because I think a lot of people are going to hear this and, you know, as they learn more about it, they're going to say, all right, well, what about fraud? Because, you know, sometimes you buy something and the person doesn't ship it, or what they shipped to you wasn't what you were ordering.
Yep.
How do you deal with a situation like that as a, let's say, the customer? The customer is wanting to buy something. Does the money go into the cryptocurrency? Does it go into an escrow?
Yep.
Is there some sort of way to arbitrate? What happens if something goes wrong?
Yeah, exactly. So Bitcoin and pretty much every cryptocurrency, I think, with the exception of Monero, although they just recently added the ability to do these multi-sig transactions where you put money into an escrow, and it requires usually like 2 out of 3 participants to release the funds. So if everything goes well, the buyer and seller agree to release the funds from escrow, and the seller gets paid.
Okay.
And if it doesn't go well, then they bring in the third-party arbitrator to kind of arbitrate that dispute. So
sometimes the fraud is on the buyer's part, right, where the buyer will say, all right, I want to get this new computer, and then the seller ships it to him. The buyer gets the new computer and says, I didn't get a computer. It never showed up.
Yeah, well, that happens. Absolutely.
And so then they contest the fraudulently contest the thing. So then there's a third arbitrator character who comes in.
Yeah, so this is usually where, like, centralized platforms like eBay, they just do it themselves, right?
Yeah.
They just provide the service, and you get them, and that's it. Keeping with the whole concept of a free and open marketplace, there's an open marketplace for these arbitration services, too. So, I mean, we've got some people who are providing these services. Now I know at least one of them is an actual lawyer. And so he's kind of said, you know, hey, this is really cool, so I'm going to offer arbitration services.
And he gets a cut of the price? How does that work?
He gets a cut if there's a dispute. So no dispute, no cut.
And so what would he do? He'd come in there and look and see, okay, the seller says, well, look, I shipped this thing. Here's the proof from the shipper. This is the UPS receipt or whatever with the tracking number. Tracking number shows it was delivered to that guy's address that he provided. It's all here.
Yeah.
And then the lawyer's like, okay, it goes to you. Is that kind of how it might work?
Yeah. The arbitrator is just going to have to do his best job to collect all the available evidence and make the best decision that he can,
right,
you know, taking into consideration maybe the reputations of both sides as well.
So there is a rating system?
There is a rating system. It's working somewhat well right now, but definitely room for improvement there.
So I think it's interesting. I mean, it's a fascinating thing. I actually put up Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, the DVD, on there. But I need to follow up because I don't think that I will get an email, right? There's no way that I'm going to know unless I'm running Open Bazaar, right? Like, how am I going to know as a seller that somebody wants to buy Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree?
Yeah. Well, it will tell you in the app, but there's also...
Which I don't have open right now.
Yeah, and we can do a little bit of a better job on this, but there is an email notification that if you put in, like, your SMTP... you know, we can give you an email, but that's kind of buried in the settings, so maybe we should do a better job of calling.
Yeah, because my worry was, I mean, I'm not running it constantly. I installed it on my laptop just to try it out, and I put Derek J's up there just to try it out, but I haven't opened the app again since then, and this was a few weeks ago, and so if somebody's ordered it, they might be pretty mad right now because I haven't even responded to them or shipped. But also on the other side of this, though, when Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which is a great movie, people should go watch it at victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch it for free there. We've got actual DVDs, but they're out of print. So the printer, the presser of the DVDs, decided, well, we're only selling one of these a month, so it's just not worth keeping it in inventory anymore. And it was available on Amazon at the time. And so they said, we're just going to cancel making more of these. And so I had them shipped to me because they were just going to destroy them. You can ship them to me. So I've got 100 or whatever, these, you know, collectible items that they're not going to be pressed anymore. And so I, of course, looked into, well, what's it going to take to get this back on Amazon? Well, guess what? Unless you are like the presser, unless you have like specific authorization, a permission slip, Amazon will not let you sell DVDs unless you're like an authorized distributor.
Really?
It doesn't matter that I'm like, well, I'm the producer of the movie. That's my name on the titles in the movie. Nope. sorry, no, you're not the official, you know, producer of this movie, so, or, you know, as far as the presser of the DVD. So, nope, can't sell it on Amazon. Let's talk a little more. Can you stick with us for a moment here?
Yeah, sure.
Chris Pesha is with us from Open Bazaar. They're changing the face of selling things on the Internet. It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, Anarchapulco 2018. We continue here, Ian and Mark, in our remote studios, all brought to you by Bitcoin.com. We got Chris Pesha with us here. He is one of the programmers behind Open Bazaar at openbazaar.org. We will continue talking about that here in a moment, but an Open Bazaar is a decentralized platform to allow people to buy and sell things without having to ask anyone's permission. Unfortunately, not everything is available through Open Bazaar yet. It's still pretty new, and so if you want to get yourself the Blink home security cameras, you will have to go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. This is an easy way for you to set up home security. Mark, how easy was it?
It was bad. It took me maybe 10 minutes, tops. The instructions are basically pictures with a few words underneath. It's as easy as you could possibly make it.
Yeah, and it's also super affordable as well.
Yep.
You can get three Blink cams for about the price of maybe one wired camera. These are wireless cameras. You unbox them, put the batteries in. They're included. The batteries are included. And then you put those cameras wherever you want them, set them all up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device like your smartphone or tablet, and you're done.
Yep.
It's that simple. Just head on over to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, openbazaar.org. I'm a fan of this idea. I mean, anything that cuts out the middleman. This is sort of the theme of cryptocurrency. We've talked about it a few times in the last few days. Is crypto, Bitcoin, allowed people to cut out the banks and cut out the governments from money, and it brings money into the hands of the people. That has allowed other people to cut out other middlemen. We were talking with Doug Scribner yesterday about cutting out middlemen from jet travel, cutting out middlemen from ATM networks. And now we're talking about cutting out the middleman of eBay and Amazon and these other, you know,
online marketplaces.
These online marketplaces where some mega corporation decides, you can't sell that here. I can't sell Derek J's victimless crime spree on Amazon, even though I'm the executive producer of the film. But if I go to openbazaar.org, download the Open Bazaar software, it's easy to set it up, and it's easy to list the items on there, and it's only getting better, and you guys are always upgrading and, yeah, you know, adding new features. There's really, you know, people who sell on the internet, you got to look into openbazaar.org, and it doesn't cost you anything to do this. I think that's one of the most important points.
Yeah, absolutely free.
So let's talk about the Bitcoin Cash, because we're all from New Hampshire. You are, I think you moved for the Free State Project, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Right. So we were part of this New Hampshire freedom migration. You spoke at Keenvention a few years ago, and I've seen you online in the past on social media posting about you're a fan of Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, part of it is, you know, I got into cryptocurrency because I wanted money, right? I wanted spendable money that I can use to buy things. And, you know, the direction that Bitcoin was going was people are starting to say, well, okay, we're not going to try and make it money. It's just going to be the store of value that people just, like, hodl and don't do anything else with. And that's I don't particularly find that interesting.
It seems like a plan to fail to me. I mean,
yeah, exactly. I'm not even sure that's, like, sustainable economically.
I can store my value in any of these cryptocurrencies. Why would I want to do it in the one you can't spend easily?
Exactly.
That's not to say that the Shire Free Church, which is the entity that operates this radio show, has gotten rid of all of our Bitcoin core. I mean, we certainly still are holding on to.
Right. Who knows what the marketplace is going to do? Yeah. I wouldn't propose to know that, but
better to
I've got opinions.
Yeah. Better to have different things rather than your eggs all in one basket.
Yep.
But you've been a fan of the Bitcoin Cash since it came out. I mean, you've been talking about some possible upgrades. You've got some ideas for where it should go. And I know that you were talking with Amaury Séchet, who's one of the creators of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was largely, I guess, kind of as a last-ditch effort. I mean, we were trying to push for at least just some kind of reasonable compromise in the Bitcoin space for a long time. And so kind of the last-ditch effort was the SegWit 2X. And so, you know, I was...
This was the big plan to supposedly keep Bitcoin together that fractured and failed.
Yep, exactly. And so, you know, we were supporting, you know, as a company and, you know, me personally, we were supporting this as kind of like a last-ditch effort to keep Bitcoin together. And, you know, it failed. And, you know, Amaury did a great job. He's, like, you know, predicting the failure that would come. And so they kind of, like, readied this contingency plan, you know, just in case. And that contingency plan is Bitcoin Cash. And
right.
So, you know, it's doing great. I mean, it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And so, you know, I've written a couple, like, Bitcoin Cash libraries.
So you're a contributor.
Not to his code base, the Bitcoin ABC code base,
okay.
but I have some Go libraries and stuff that people can use that we use also in Open Bazaar. But, yeah, so with Open Bazaar, you know, we were Bitcoin exclusively. And for the most part, I was kind of really hoping it would stay that way, because it's kind of a clunky experience to have to... It's almost like a barter situation when someone has, like, well, I've got Dash, but the other guy wants Monero, you know? So we're kind of hoping to just keep it to a single cryptocurrency, but then Bitcoin fees blew out to $30.
Right. Nobody wants to buy things.
Yeah.
You've got to pay.
And usage of OpenBazaar dropped down basically to zero, so
oh,
now
geez.
It's like, you know, okay, now we have, like, an emergency situation here. We have
the
to
market is calling you.
Yeah,
on this.
We have to get other coins involved. So, I mean, the most obvious one was Bitcoin Cash. So we just rolled that out like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago maybe.
Excellent.
And then we also have Zcash working in there too.
Now, is this where the seller can select which ones they want to accept?
Yeah, so I mean, just the quickest path forward was to get something out the door that people could use was you kind of pick which, you kind of use one at a time. So you can start up another instance with a different coin right now, but the goal is to get it so you just have a bunch of check boxes and you just check off
yep.
the ones that you want to accept, and that hopefully that'll come out in the next few months.
That's awesome. In fact, I think I used Bitcoin Cash when I put up Victimless Crime Spree on there.
I think I remember seeing that, yeah.
Oh, you're watching all the new items coming
yeah,
through there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, so with OpenBazaar, people can sell anything they want, and nobody can tell them that they can't sell anything they want, and we have a large variety of things that are being offered currently. But one of the things that sort of sits in my mind immediately when you say that nobody can tell you you can't sell a particular item is that people are going to sell items that maybe the government doesn't want them to sell for whatever
yeah.
reason. Have you seen much of that, or has that not occurred at all? Or I mean,
if you saw it, could you tell us that you
right.
saw it?
There's nobody
probably,
in charge,
yeah.
so you know it's not like you're responsible.
Well, I mean, honestly, that's probably the primary use case of OpenBazaar right
really?
Now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't the intention, as I understand it.
Well, I mean, yeah. So the intention was to just let people trade whatever they want. It certainly doesn't help us if the majority use case is for, like, let's say, selling drugs. But, you know... But people do that, and, I mean, there's not,
now,
like...
Your IP address is still associated with the account, right? Like, unless you're protecting yourself with VPN and Tor. And can this be used over Tor, OpenBazaar?
Yeah, so I wrote the code for Tor, and you just basically have to have the Tor browser running when you run OpenBazaar, and it'll ask you if you want to use it.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
It's not that difficult to use. I mean, it does kind of, I do caution people because, you know, it was basically just me who wrote the code and there hasn't been a whole lot of eyes looking on it. So I would worry that, like, you know, the FBI could take one look at my code and say, oh, there's a vulnerability I can exploit. But
be
know,
careful.
Yeah, so you have to be careful. But, I mean,
has there been any busts that you know of?
Nah, nothing
okay.
that I know of.
All right.
And it's different than a traditional, like, darknet in the sense that, it's not like they can just find a single server and then take that
right.
server down and everyone goes offline. It's, you know, they'd have to find these individual vendors, you know, where they are.
Which is a lot harder.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, it's a very attractive aspect of this. It's an amazing sounding system. I'm glad to see it continuing to improve. And Chris Pacia from OpenBazaar.org, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much.
To join us here from Anarchapulco 2018. Be sure you check that out. I mean, whatever it is you want to sell, you can sell it without asking anybody's permission. That's the way it ought to be. That's the way the Internet was supposed to be as far as, getting things done. So we'll continue here with more from Anarchapulco 2018. This is Free Talk Live, brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018, and the weather's been fantastic here. Great speakers. We've been talking to a lot of them here on the air on Free Talk Live. It's Ian and Mark. And this next guest, Mark, you are super excited about.
I am,
about.
Really.
You actually asked the organizer, Nathan Freeman, to pull him over here when he got a chance.
Sure, I didn't know what he looked like, and so it was important to me. So, Jim, for those that have been in the libertarian sphere for some time, you're going to know the name. It's Jim Bell. So Jim Bell wrote an article back in 1995 that garnered a lot of attention from the federal government. The reason is that it speculated to some extent that one might be able to use cryptocurrencies in a way that would modify politicians' behaviors.
Cryptocurrencies existed in 1995?
The concepts existed. The problem, in-game money existed, right? So internet money existed.
Okay.
It's just the blockchain.
In 95? I don't think they had cryptocurrency. I don't think they had in-game money back then.
Okay, I'm not saying that somebody programmed it, Ian. Somebody wrote an article. Please.
You thought about the idea, though.
Okay. Let me explain.
Yeah.
In the early 80s, a guy named David Chaum, a scientist, invented the concept. In 92, August issue of Scientific American, there was an article that talked about his DigiCash, which is an early type of digital cash. Of course, Bitcoin didn't exist until 2009. So the concept of digital cash, the actual reality in a small experimental setting, did indeed exist.
Huh. Okay.
All right.
So the idea of using digital cash, using cryptocurrency, using whatever it is in order to make governments work better for people, this idea included the fact that, maybe some despots, maybe some dictators, maybe some evil politicians might be killed in order to... And this happens all the time. Governments decided to kill Saddam Hussein. They decided to kill Muammar Gaddafi. What they say, however, is that you are the... We the people are the government, but actually, no, we're not. The bureaucrats and the will decide. The politicians will decide. So, anyway, as the case may be, read Jim Bell's stuff. The article's fascinating and worth a look at. But besides that, it upset...
Yes,
the government folks.
It upset the federal government. They read it, and they immediately did some spying on me, considering me a threat.
Mm.
Well, it wasn't like it was a physical threat for me. They must have known. The concept was the threat, the idea
right.
that maybe somebody could set up a system to, by donation, take down the entire government. Not the government, every government. On the face of the earth. I recommend doing a Google search for assassination politics. There is a copy of it on the Cryptome website, and it's a 10-parter. It might take people 30 minutes or 45 minutes to read, but I think people would familiarize themselves very effectively to at least read the first three or four parts.
What were the results of writing this?
Well, other than being spied on by the government, basically I was stalked and retaliated against. One day I went to a local common law court, and I don't know if you remember what a common law court was. Why? Because I anticipated they would have infiltrated and identified the infiltrator. He had to leave fairly rapidly. They continued to harass me, and eventually they arrested me in... early May 1997. I was taken to the federal jail in SeaTac, Washington. A few months later, 6 months, they were trying to force me to accept a plea agreement, and they actually had a fellow prisoner attack me physically.
Wow.
Well, he was actually pretending to attack me. Imagine somebody just came up to you and, punched you, sorta, but it wasn't like it was going to happen, Well, that's basically what he did, and I found out later on that what happened was his government handlers wanted to put me in something called the SHU, the Special Housing Unit, otherwise known as the Hole.
Torture. Right.
And so anyway, I was forced to accept a plea agreement. I ended up doing 11 months, got out, was rearrested on a probation violation.
Oh, they love doing that stuff.
They eventually actually faked an appeal case against me. Or the number is 99-30210 in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It is actually a forged appeal case. Hmm. The first 10 or 11 months of that case was fake, phony.
Okay.
Wow. That's a long story.
Google, sounds like it.
Google search Bell 99-30210. And
you get the full story. You didn't feel served by the government.
No, I was very dissatisfied. And it's
so
lack of
how much time did you end up doing?
Well, in the end, I ended up doing a total of about 13 years.
Gosh.
Wow.
And the reason is, on the summer of 2000, when I got out of prison, I knew the government had done a lot of bad things. I wasn't aware about that. The fakiness of the appeal case, and I started going around to try to do it, basically being a unpaid private detective to try to figure out what I could learn about these people. Well, they eventually called that, oddly enough, interstate stalking.
Okay.
And I called it investigating the investigators. In Father's Day Sunday, 1998, I had gotten out, and I drove for the first time because I had to drive over to a place called Hillsboro, Oregon, to visit my niece's birthday party. Well, during the next 6 hours going to and coming back there, and it wasn't the whole journey took that long, but they started following me. And Their cars were totally unmarked, no antenna, no nothing like that, but I kept identifying them, and I used a very interesting technique. Instead of racing away, I got into a new lane, put on the brake, got behind them, and then I followed them from 40 or 50 car lengths back. Well, you can imagine how
frustrating
it would be for them, because there's the guy that you were following is 50 car lengths back, and no matter how you turn, he continues to follow you. The first question is, how did he know we were here? And secondly, how does he follow me from 50 car lengths back? So it was a really entertaining thing. I wrote it up in my lawsuit in 2003, since dismissed for no valid reason.
Sure.
So it was a very interesting story. I've told a few people about that. It's they were chagrined, embarrassed, and frankly shocked. They couldn't figure out what happened.
So I imagine after, you know, being sort of, you know, tailed by the government and basically having committed no real crime of any sort, no victims, no nothing like that, serving 13 years and these sorts of things, you think that maybe the federal judicial system somewhat inefficient. Do you have any ideas for making it more efficient?
Yes. Conveniently enough.
That's why we're here, in fact.
Imagine that you mentioned that. Back in 2011, maybe a few months before I got out of prison, I had a very, well, if you've ever seen the movie, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
I can't imagine anybody hasn't.
Grinch had a wonderfully awful, awfully wonderful idea. Well, when Jim Bell gets a wonderfully awful, awfully wonderful idea, it really means something.
Hmm.
And I'm not talking about my assassination politics essay idea. This is different. Having been in the system, I know how the federal government system works, at least from the standpoint of being a prisoner. I know, for example, having checked the recent statistics, the federal government charges about 77,000 people.
77,000 people are charged every year.
New people per year.
Okay.
Of that, now theoretically, we're supposed to have a right to a trial,
sure,
right?
Great. Separates,
well,
America from the rest of those heathen places.
Yes, but surprisingly enough, the federal government only puts down 2,500 trials. In other words,
because everybody takes a plea deal.
Basically, yeah. That's it. Yes. Why are they able to threaten to do that? Well, because they can threaten people. Look at it.
So 75,000 people don't take a trial.
We'll give you 2 years, but if you don't accept that, we might give you 20
years. Hang on. If you can stick with us, Jim, we're going to continue here in just a few moments. Yeah, we talk a lot about not taking a plea deal and how plea deals just empower the system here on Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018. More coming up on Free Talk Live, brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2018. We're at the Princess Resort. It is a beautiful location and will be the location for next year's Anarchapulco. So if you missed out this time, don't miss out in 2019. Tickets are apparently already available. At least that's according to Nathan Freeman, the organizer who we interviewed yesterday. I have yet to actually go and verify that for myself, but check it out over at anarchapulco.com. If they're not there now, they will be shortly, and you're going to want to get those as soon as possible because this year was a sellout, and there's a good chance that's going to happen again. So, it's Ian and Mark here. Of course, we'll be back to our normal format coming up in this week. This is our last day at Anarchapulco. But there's all sorts of interesting people to talk to here. Mark, this is you're getting a chance to interview somebody that you're a big fan of, that you've been paying attention to. His name's Jim Bell from Assassination Politics. And where were we in the story just a moment ago?
Talking about how the federal government charges 77,000 people per year, but only puts on 2,500 trials.
Right. Because of the plea deal process.
Doing it by the threat of you'll get more time if you don't agree.
Well, and so they load up the charges, too. They load you up with a bunch of charges, and then they say, oh, we'll drop half of the charges, and you can just go to prison for a few years, and you'll be done.
Exactly. This is something like 3% of people who are charged finally make it to trial.
About 2.7% of the people make it to trial. Well, a few years back, 2011 precisely, I was still in prison, and I thought, just a second, this is what's called the prisoner dilemma.
Sure.
But it's a prisoner dilemma writ large. Instead of two people, maybe, or three, you have 77,000. What if you could convince, everybody of those 77,000
to demand a trial?
We want a trial. Well, the feds can't increase the number of trials. They have a limited number of rooms.
Right.
That's one limit. They have limited number of prosecutors, limited number of people who can
judges,
work on evidence.
Stenographers.
It's difficult to put on a trial.
Investigators. Yep.
You have to have witnesses. You have to coordinate a lot of things. So I thought, if you could suddenly convince everybody to demand a trial, well, most of the people would have to have the trial, their charges dropped.
You're never going to convince everybody, but even if you could convince 10% of them to go to trial, that alone would be a tremendous burden in addition on the courts.
Exactly. Now, my idea back then and still is doing this. have an organization offer an amount of money, my first example would be $3,000 to anybody, and say, you'll get this money if you demand a jury trial, mm-hmm. you know, plead not guilty, and B, actually get a trial. Obviously, if the feds drop the charges, the guy should be happy, so he's not going to get the money.
I see.
That's, you know, sorry. If he accepts a plea agreement, and there will be some people who will, but it'll be a much better deal than he would otherwise gotten, again, he won't get the money. But the core number of people, which I estimate to be around 3,500, maybe 1,000 more than they currently have, those people who actually accept or demand a trial will be paid $3,000 at the end. I estimate that the number of total convictions will probably go down from 75,000 a year to 5,000 a year, about a factor of 15 drop.
Because they'll be dropping charges.
Well, dropping the entire cases.
Yes.
You know, because they can't.
They don't have the resources.
People have a right to a trial, and if they can't charge people that they can't give a trial to, soon enough they'll have to just start. They'll stop charging so many people because they can't give a trial.
I love this idea.
What will happen is that people will see that, hey, this is working. More of them will take it to trial. Then they'll have it creeping upward. Instead of just the, dog nappers that are out there, it'll be the kidnappers or whatever. I don't know, how it goes. And then hopefully what you get from your prosecutorial service that we have among the federal government is that they're then going after the big cases and they're doing it
the real bad guys, right? Yeah, in that case. This is something we've been doing, not offering the bounty, that's a new idea, but in New Hampshire, where we live, we moved as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, and we actually printed out flyers. You'd love them. I wish I had one to share with you. It's called Don't Take a Plea Deal, and it basically goes through and explains to people, and it's targeted at people just going to district court, in state, courts, the people who have been hit with possession of marijuana and, underage drinking, things like that. And it explains to them exactly what you're talking about. If people would just take it to trial, go with their not guilty. And even at a district court level, the risk is almost zero, right? Because you're just dealing with fines or maybe a small amount of time in jail. And it is still hard to convince people to take something to a trial.
Exactly. There's a reason for that. They don't want to be the first one.
Right.
Because imagine
make an example out of it.
Imagine a cartoon situation. A guy with a gun is in the middle of a big circle of people, and the rest are all around. Mm-hmm. And he has maybe like 6 bullets. Well, if they all rushed him at once, he'd be ended up dead.
But no one
wants to be the first. Nobody wants to be the first guy shot.
Yep.
Well, the beauty of this idea that I've just had is that if you can convince virtually everybody to demand a trial, 95% of them or more charges will be simply dropped.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's something that's very important to happen. Now, of course, somebody might point out, hey, there are real crimes with real victims. Yeah, okay, that's true. That's why very quickly, and I'd say within 6 months to a year of this system starting, the feds will be presented with a list of demands. No conviction or no charges against a victimless crime.
Right.
Drugs.
There goes the drug war.
Yeah, drugs, money laundering, yep. Gun possession, that kind
selling
of thing.
Selling Bitcoin.
Well, selling Bitcoin or failing to pay your taxes.
Mm.
So, in effect, this... Now, in principle, you could refuse to pay this bounty to defendants who were charged with one of a series of particularly heinous crimes, or mm-hmm. say that you only pay them if they are found not guilty. Okay, that's fine. Recognizing the fact that there are indeed real crimes, but the goal is to essentially eliminate or at least very much reduce the ability of the feds to convict people.
I love it. When's this going to start?
I would like to think it could start within about 3 months.
Okay.
The total cost, I've estimated, if you could do it for $3,000 per defendant, 3,500 trials, that's $10.5 million mm-hmm. there. Now, is $10 million a lot of money or a little money?
Depends who you ask.
It's more than in my pocket. That's true.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you consider all the people out there who might potentially benefit, there are rich crypto coin billionaires who have gotten victimized by the system.
Yeah.
And maybe you could name one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not asking you to name one or two.
Sure. We know
them,
though.
That might want to have a little bit of payback on the system.
Yeah, for sure.
Look at a guy named Kim.com in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Yes, he ran something called Mega Upload.
Correct, and they raided his house with a helicopter.
Exactly. Very
the United States
system.
Government raided his house in New Zealand,
they
if
did.
I'm not incorrect.
They did. Yeah.
I mean, this is not a raid. This is war.
Exactly. Well, I think Kim.com may be worth about $300 million. Well,
and he's grumpy.
He's grumpy. Well, if he would be willing to donate, let's say, $10 million, he could finance...
That's amazing.
And by the way, I call the system the Federal Justice Shutdown Project.
I love it.
And justice is in quotation because, well, it's not really justice.
So anyway...
He could donate $10 million and support the system for about a year. There are many other people who could potentially, who either have been victimized in the past or
know somebody,
or expect to in the future or whatever.
Or worried about it.
Imagine how many large, very value, high value people in this world hate the federal government of the United States. Imagine George Soros. He might want to cause some trouble. Anybody who wants to basically shut down the federal government...
It's a way better way to do it than lobbying politicians with a bunch of money.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper, too.
Yeah, absolutely. When this starts, I want to know about it. I want to be talking about this on the air to promote this thing. This is an incredible idea. I'm a huge fan of not taking the plea deal. I mean, this is one of my things that I do.
You're in the right place, Jim.
Yeah. Yep.
We are your people.
Uh-huh. I want to know about this. This is amazing.
Have you heard any better ideas coming out of these conferences?
This is a great idea.
No.
I'm fully behind it.
No, I mean, people generally don't have ideas. It's working within the system, things like that. This is fascinating. It's turning the system on itself and hopefully to make it, at the very least, work more efficiently.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on Free Talk Live. Jim Bell, is there a website that our listeners can visit to learn more about you?
Okay. Hold on just a moment.
He's got something here.
Well, a very primitive website already exists, and it's called FedJusticeShutdown.org.
FedJusticeShutdown.org. Check him out there. Jim, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live and joining us here today from Anarchapulco 2018. We got more coming up.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices.
GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.